A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
And let me join. Here we go.
Atlanta,
yes,
Georgia.
Sir. Oh, hey, ho, ho.
Come here.
Herb, hello, Shannon. How's it going, my friend? What's up? Ooh, Ron, how you doing?
I know what's on your mind today. I don't even have to ask. I started the show and I said, "Listen, we're talking to Kimber later. Do you know that that dude is on fire right now? He could be in they probably had to call the police on him. He's beating up everybody in the lobby. Yeah.
If they see me in the back of a patrol car, they'll know why. I'll bet you. Did you ever do that with a friend? By the way, did you ever do a thing on the radio saying, "What would your friends say? What would they say if they ever saw you in the back of a patrol car? What would they think happened to?" Cause you to be in the back of that patrol car and see what they say.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Mercy. You know. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. This thing got me steamed today, the West Point deal.
I don't understand it. Well, and by the way, I had a fellow texted just a few minutes ago and said when he was at West Point in 1975 or something, this was not a thing. This whole business of the code, that wasn't for the words duty, honor, country weren't from the very beginning, but they were in the mission statement at West Point until now. And for some, what I don't understand is why now? I think I can guess. Why today in this American culture right now would West Point decide to eliminate the words duty, honor, and country and replace it with, quote, Army values, unquote?
I got a good idea why they do it.
Wokeness.
Right. That's all it is.
They're trying to appeal to people who are not gung-ho, who are not, patriots who want to go to war for their country, who think it's be honorable to serve in uniform for a good cause. I mean, stuff that used to be what happened, like baby boomers like me after World War II. My God, there was no greater honor than to serve your country in uniform growing up as a kid. And nowadays, they're trying to appeal to the softest and the biggest push pillows of anybody in the country.
I got to tell you, I had not considered that angle. I think it's quite clear that they honor and country, to commit it to the values of country. They don't want you to commit it to the values of country and honor because one day they might ask you to do something to your country, but and commit it to the Army values. We all know the Army values now are respect pronouns. Put a check on your whiteness. Right. That's what they want to push.
And by the way,
to weaken a country.
It doesn't make any sense if their mission statement, the reason they have this military academy, they say, is to make character committed to the Army values. Well, what are the Army values? If your mission statement doesn't say what your values are, you don't have much of a... Here's the mission statement. To build, educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets to be commissioned leaders of character committed to the Army values and ready for a limited lifetime service. So they want to get people ready for commitment to the Army values. What are the Army values? How come they didn't spell them out? Oh, I remember they did spell them out. Duty, honor, country. And they're not there anymore. What the hell? It's unbelievable. They took out the Army values they're supposed to be honoring.
When is the words duty, honor, and country reflect something bad or negative? Duty, honor, country is the highest calling. I don't understand why it needs to be changed.
Well, let's take a look at what's going on in the world. Especially the liberals, the whole country's now gone nuts. And they're more concerned now with the borders of Ukraine and with international Israel and Hamas and now now protecting Hamas, protecting the Palestinians, protecting Gaza Strip with international values than they are with American values. This is, I think, another breakdown, not only to appeal to the sissies out there that they want to get in uniform so they can count bodies. I mean, God, people are not enlisting the way they always have. And the one reason to appeal to the sissies who don't want to be offended by having to be a tough guys in a freaking army. And secondly, because they don't want to have American values. They want to have international, let's all be peaceful together values.
Right.
I mean,
right.
This is offensive. I mean, how could you get rid of the three words of that entire thing you would not want to get rid of? It's unbelievable to me.
I'm most upset about country. Because that's what joining the United States military is all about. It's all it's about. And that's
globalism.
Not even mentioned anymore.
Yeah,
you're right. Pete, you're absolutely right. You know, it's not just country anymore. We're
world
global.
Citizens.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an old fart. I'm an old Marine, and I was a baby boomer. And I remember reading my parents had in our house among the coffee table books we had back then in the early 50s was the World War II Life magazine picture book of World War II. And you see the bodies of all these men on the beach with their helmets scattered about and a bayonet. So, I mean, all this stuff. And I remember I always wanted to be a Marine. And I always wanted to be a Marine because of what I heard on the radio about what happened in Korea. Some Marines saved people in a village. And I remember sitting in the dark with my parents and a big box radio on the floor about how these Marines had rescued a village or something. And I thought, God, that was like five years old or something. And I'll never forget feeling to myself, God, what incredible thing that must have been. And it wasn't because... You know, I thought of my country doing something like that. It wasn't that, you know, I mean, back then, your country meant everything. The 4th of July parades were to salute your country, not one service or not your mayor or something. It was to salute your country. I mean, what greater service is there to offer your life for your nation? And now that's, I don't think people feel that way.
How long did you serve, Cameron?
Basically 3 years.
Yep.
A little. All I mean, I actually enlisted for two, and then I reenlisted because I wanted to go to Vietnam, and I didn't have the time, so I had to reenlist to go. So,
do you think this will affect the enrollment at West Point, will it have any effect on the recruitment in the Army?
No, I don't think. Frankly, unless it hits social media, unless it's blowing up on people's phones, nobody's covering it. I wonder what any. I don't know if any major basic drive-by media is covering other than Fox. I mean, we're covering it today, but I don't know if it's getting play anywhere else. And I don't think young people today who would, well, you know, people who go to West Point are right now in high school. So if people who are planning to go to West Point are, you know, juniors in high school, and I doubt very much that the vast majority of juniors in high school today, not only, I doubt very much that most of them want to go in the military, I'll bet all of them suddenly have also become Jew haters. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus, what happened to our country?
It's amazing.
All of a sudden, every youngster is saying, well, you ought to support the Palestinians being slaughtered by those Jews. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, how did this get turned around so fast?
You are just as, well, I mean, probably not just as shocked, but this is a pattern here. Well, a couple of weeks ago, it was the VA head wanted to remove the World War II Times Square kiss picture from all VA hospitals if it existed there because it was a non-consensual, whatever the hell. Yeah. We need to be more equitable. Thank God that was backed up. You think this will get backed up?
Well, I doubt it. And by the way, another related story here too, Shannon, don't know whether you've talked about this today, the very well-known South by Southwest Festival. It happens in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing, springtime thing, spring break type thing.
Yeah,
more than 80 bands who were supposed to be in the South by Southwest Festival have canceled their appearances because the United States Army is sponsoring part of the festival.
And this is nothing new. The Army has been... I'm from Austin, or not from there, but I lived there for 15 years. I'm very familiar with this festival. It is massive.
Yeah.
And it is from the get-go, from the founding, the Army has been a part of it.
Well,
but now they're just discovering it and they can't do it.
Well, it's not only the Army, it's also the Army suppliers like Raytheon and so forth. But even worse, Shannon, this is why I mentioned that comment just a minute ago. The reason that these bands are boycotting is not just because it's Army, but it's because Army and their affiliates and their suppliers are supplying weapons to the Jews.
Right. They don't want to be part of a genocide.
Wiping out genocide of Palestinians and Hamas and the Gaza Strip. So they're complaining about Jews getting weapons, not just the army. I mean, holy crap. I mean, that's like the daily double of idiocy. I mean, and by the way, thank God the governor, Greg Abbott, says, all right, fine, go away. Don't come back. We don't care. Hell, we're the headquarters for the Army Futures Command, San Antonio's Military City, USA. We're proud of military. If you don't like it, don't come here.
And listen, if you've ever been in Austin during South by Southwest, you're more, if you're a resident there, you're more than happy than 80 bands not showing up for this event.
I'm it's sure of it. It's like Mardi Gras. City. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is. It's worse. Terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Judge Cannon? I'm sure you've talked about that. She took a wrecking ball to the classified case.
Yeah.
I think she's going to eventually toss it.
Well, we're just reading the story right now. The defense attorney argues Trump's position is the President Act gives him authority to retain documents he needs. Well, the judge, apparently, they're saying he had boxes they were moved while he's still president, challenging the decision. The U.S. Court Judge Eileen Cannon said, all that might be right, but I don't see how it leads to a dismissal of the indictment, maybe a defense at trial. The judge said, or the lawyer said, well, that's a proper way to do it, but the judge seems a little, she seems like he's got a good case. But may not be able to dismiss it before they get there.
Not based on that, but she did express during the hearing this morning over and over that classified documents have been discovered by with Hillary, with Joe, with Pence had a few, and nothing has happened to any of them at all, prosecution wise. But all of a sudden now it's arbitrary prosecution.
Yep. Seizure of the records, an extraordinary act. I mean, there's some language in this stuff. I'm just kind of reading as we go along. So it's kind of hard to say. But again, by the way, Judicial Watch, speaking of that, do you know about that story? Judicial Watch is now sued to get Fannie the Floozy and her communications with special counsel Jack Smith, as well as the Pelosi January 6th committee and the White House. So they got three links now to the Trump scheme.
Right.
And this, obviously, I mean, holy cow, if they get records now
together.
And they're all tied together. Oh, my God. I mean, who didn't know that? But again, it looks like they're now finally going to be able to link 1, 2, 3, 4.
They're not even good at being corrupt people.
Oh, God. I mean, they're just doing it. This is how much they respect us. It's right in our face.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Terrible. I think Judge Cannon said a couple of things today. One of the things that struck me about arbitrary enforcement, she said, the foreseeability of Trump as to his awareness that he was committing a crime, if he was, given the constellation of what happened before, meaning no criminal prosecution of former presidents, including Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan and vice presidents, she suggested that Trump could have reasonably expected that he was in the clear.
Yeah. Yep. Again, I'm hoping that maybe she'll get that decision, but I think she's saying you really have a good case when you go to trial. And it almost sounded like she was trying to find a way to throw it out, but she was afraid of, setting a precedent that would be, I don't know. What a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, the whole thing is a bunch of crap. And then this freaking Biden, 7 different locations he had secret documents laying out in the open. I mean,
Robert
my God,
Herter.
7
Robert
different Herter. Places. Yeah.
I think that it was the important part that his, and I don't think anyone anticipated it, that his report coming out now, he may have been a genius. Yeah, he said obvious things they're trying to pin on him. Oh, you're too Republican. That's why you tried to hurt the president.
No,
if he really wanted to hurt you, maybe he would have
released the audio.
but I mean, by not indicting him, he helped Trump.
Well,
especially in this documents case.
Yeah, that the fix is in, and that we should take into account that they've been out. Yeah, I mean, but still, you can't have it both ways. If he's too incompetent, then he shouldn't be president. And if he's the best Biden has ever been, like Morning Joe. I mean, I want to hear the audio. I want to hear him going vroom vroom. My boy, you take your foot off the rake of my Corvette, and it goes vroom vroom. He was actually saying stuff like that. He was making engine sounds, and there's audio tape. I want to hear the audio tape of him making engine sounds. And when he was making engine sounds about his it's a freaking Corvette. The guy, her, actually had to say, Mr. Biden, we've got to get back on track here. I've got more questions to ask you. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And
he did more engine sounds. Oh, Lord.
He's a child more than anything else. I'm sure you saw the State of the Union and they commented on it. We haven't spoken since. What do you make of it? Campaign speech, angry Biden?
It was old Yeller. I mean, honest to God, this was the talk about not only not uniting the nation. Remember, he was elected because everybody said, well, it's old Joe. He's going to unite us together. No more bad talking. We'll all just kind of make sure we get back to normal again. Remember, that was the whole theme, basically.
Yeah.
Can't talk to you now because one, safety is important, but we'll have chatting later and everything. Oh, you know, what a nice old man. And then, I mean, his speech was the most angry, vicious, hate-filled, divisive speech, just like all of them. It was just like when he had the freaking Marines in their dress blues with the Fires of Hell red thing from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, the Nazi-looking speech. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, screaming and yelling and dividing the country, blaming half the country for badness and horribleness. And if you get Trump, we're all a bunch of not. I mean, that's not a union address. That's not a State of the Union. That's not telling what our country's doing. It was a campaign, angry, hateful speech. And by the way, the story came out about Jill, the enabler's work husband, they call him, this guy. The reason that she keeps leading him away after his events and so forth is so he doesn't stop to talk to the media.
The man
he has to be led around like a child, and he thinks screaming is leadership. The more he yells, he's a tough guy.
Right. Yeah. That's not going to work. Plus, maybe if he had that same energy every day, but obviously that was pharmaceutically induced. And then the very next day, you go to mumble stumble, exiting the wrong side of the stage. Let me ask Pete, what do you think about your new quarterback?
Well, you know what? He's never won anything. He's 1-4 in the playoffs, but he's a great guy. Everybody loves him. He's better than what we had, and they should make the playoffs and lose in the first or second round. That's his M.O. That's the Falcons.
We're talking to Falcons.
Yeah, did you hear about at his news conference yesterday? He blundered, and he talked about talking to them on Tuesday, which was illegal tampering, so they may lose draft choices over
this.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Really?
It's called falconing.
Yeah. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, oh, boys, mercy. Always a treat.
Oh, Shannon.
Thank you,
America,
Flounder, Pete, Kimmer. Listen to the Kimmer podcast, the Kimmer Show, also Pete's Holy Crap It's Sports.
Coming
and, of course, the Extra 106.3 in Atlanta.
There you go.
Fellas, good to talk to you always.
Have a great day, my friend. Semper Fi. All right, my buddy. Talk to you later. I always enjoy Shannon Burke down here in Man Country. Florida Man Country Radio is where you can get it.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.